Welcome back to Up and Over Podcast, where we talk about upcoming and overlooked media. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Sydney.
I'm Lainey.
And here we are. We're back with our fan favorite guest, Lainey.
Thank you for having me.
I get a lot. I've gotten like 3 to 4 comments from people, like in life. Like, they tell it to me in person. What do you call that?
A conversation.
Where people have been like, your episode with Lainey is my favorite episode.
People have also said that to me.
I'm a hard act to follow.
I can't remember what we really talked about, but people love that episode.
Maybe it's just because I talked about my dog and his famous sister.
Oh, yeah!
I feel like it's just because it's like you bring it back from a different episode and it kind of makes it all flow together.
You're right.
Like, whoa.
That is a
fact. These are real people.
All right. Let's start with you, Lainey.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about your stories.
Yeah.
Your week or...
So 2 days ago... So my partner works at like a drugstore. It's 24 hours and stuff like that. I'm not gonna name it, I guess. And he was working third shift the other night, and he comes home in the morning at like 7 or something. I don't know. I'm asleep, and he's like wake up. I brought a surprise home, and I was like, no, I'm going back to bed. Because usually when he says he brings a surprise home, it's like my favorite tea or like a snack I like or something like that. And I wake up 3 hours later or something, and I, like, peek into the living room to see if there was anything on the coffee table, and there wasn't. Coffee table. And there wasn't. And I look ahead into the dining room, and there's this, like, 3-foot-tall Eminem statue.
What?
Like, the candy, not the musician.
What?
That was, like, a display.
What if it was Eminem?
Marshall Mathers himself. Like, this 3-foot-tall, it's, like, up to my chest. It's big. And it's just, like, chilling in our dining room like it was a display or something. And when he finally woke up, I was like, oh, like, haha, like, that's really funny. That wasn't what I was expecting. Make sure we bring it down to our storage locker tonight. And he was, like, offended. He was like, what the hell? No, like, it's in our dining room. Like, I put it where it's gonna fit in.
Oh!
And I was like, shit, okay.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, this is gonna be, like, a big turning point where I'm just gonna hate this. But it's like the fucking leg lamp from A Christmas
Life
or whatever.
Is it, like, plastic?
It's plastic, okay. And it's hollow. Like, M&M's must have been in it, like, a display at one point. But 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, we should get, like, a Santa hat for it. Or, like, we could turn it into a bed for the cats. And it's now, I think, my favorite piece of furniture in the house.
Aww. That's
cute. Because it's, like, so dumb and funny. And I think the best part of it to me is, like, picturing him carrying this, like, huge statue under his arm at 7 in the morning, like, down Brady Street. That's, like, my weekly thing.
That's, like, this Pepsi machine, it's going with me everywhere.
Yeah. Didn't you get that for Christmas or something?
No, my boss gave it to me.
Really?
I won it in a raffle that I didn't even enter.
Yeah.
My coworker was like, yeah, I put your name in for you. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then she calls me, she goes, Sydney, can I talk to you? And I walk back and I'm immediately like...
I'm fired, right?
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, like, I was like, I'm still gonna clean... I literally went, I'm still haven't cleaned the coolers yet. I'm gonna do it. And she was like, no, like, you won this Pepsi cooler. And I was like, oh, shit, how the fuck am I gonna get this home?
Yeah. It looks heavy.
Well, it's not too heavy, but I needed Amanda's help to get it out of my car.
To me, it looks like it would just be, like, a solid, like, cast iron appliance.
It's, like, it's
large.
It's pretty cool.
Was it, like, a cooler or what?
Yeah, you can put, like, ice in it, and then there's, like, a little thing that you can, like, turn it and the water drains. Yeah.
Sweet.
So it's pretty nifty, and it's got a bottle opener on it. And then it catches, like, the tops of the bottles and the little...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
No one can see what I'm doing. It's a cool
cooler. We're painting a word picture.
It's blue, it's Pepsi. I'm more of a Coke fan,
I was going to say,
honestly.
You're historically a Coke drinker.
But it's... I got it, so...
It's cool.
How's your week?
I guess this is, like, not from this week, but I just wanted to talk about this time... When we were at the bar, and I spilled 2 drinks in one night, and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna tell the story about how I spilled all these drinks, and then literally, like, 5 minutes ago, I just spilt my coffee all over the floor.
I was listening to an old episode of Up and Over, and you were talking about how you spilled beer at a concert. I think you spill a lot.
I literally wasn't even drunk at the bar. I had my beer in my hand, and it just all went psh. And then I dropped Melina's entire beverage on the floor. And then it's the other night, I set my beer down, and then it overflowed at the bar. And then I opened a Pepsi at Melina's house, and that overflowed everywhere. Oh, no.
The list goes on.
I don't know if I've ever finished a beverage without spilling it.
So you're right, it's not, like, just a this week thing.
It's, like, it's an everyday occurrence. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why can't I not spill a beverage?
Have you seen, I've seen on Instagram those, like, cup holders that are marketed towards, like, you set it down and your shit won't tip. Like, yeah. People are, like, putting it on their surfboards and stuff.
Oh, really?
But I don't, like, I just don't get it. Like, how, it's gotta be impossible to pick up. You have to pick it up. I think
pick it up, like, straight up. Which, it's like, what if you're, like, if I'm, like, I don't do that.
Yeah, no.
I need to have easy access. I'm a thirsty gal, and I want my water when I want it, and I'm not gonna have to stand over on top of it,
like,
to just
pry it off with a crowbar.
Do a 90-degree pickup.
90-degree pickup.
Oh, I wrote down.
Put that on a shirt.
I wrote down Melina breaking my, and then I, like, was a scribble, and I thought it said heart for a second. I was like, what? It's my mirror. So I have this Kia Soul. And my garage spot is really tight. Like, it's really hard to get into. And I let Melina drive my car for the first time. And she goes, you trust me with your car? And I was like, uh-huh. And then we get to the garage. And I go, you want me to pull into it? It's pretty tricky. She's like, I got this. She pulls in, immediately hits the side. Then she starts to, I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how we get out of this situation. She reverses and the entire side mirror comes off. Yeah, that's my life. That's my time.
Yeah.
Do you all hear Melina laughing? How was your week?
My week's been pretty good. This also isn't really, like, a thing that happened to me in a week. It's more like
it's a lie.
I saw this in someone's vlog, and
this isn't elaborate.
I'm actually just living vicariously through them. No, this just happens to me a lot. Because, okay, so I have this photography job. So I take pictures for kids. They're like yearbooks.
Did you,
like,
say you're a photographer?
I'm a photographer. So I'm a photographer.
Have you ever heard of Ansel Adams? But, like, better.
But, like, me. But, yeah. So, I'm always at these, like, elementary schools and, like, these high schools, you know, with these Gen Zs.
Oh, Gen Zs. I thought you said Gen Zs. And I was like, what the fuck is
it? It took me a second. Got it.
And they're always just, they're making fun of me for being a VSCO girl. They.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I don't really even know what that is, so okay, I can't react too much.
So apparently it's like a photo editing app.
I know what VSCO is, but is so, it, like, how is it different from, like, an Insta girl?
Well, VSCO is more artsy than Insta.
Is there, like, a feed on VSCO? I thought it was just, like, you edit your photos.
No, there's, like, a feed.
Oh.
And you can, like, follow people.
Oh, it's, like, social media?
Yeah, it's, like, another social... It's, like, another Instagram, but, like, more artsy. But also, I don't get it, because VSCO girls are supposedly supposed to be, what, like, basic?
Yeah.
But, like...
So, is VSCO, like, a... Here, just... So, is VSCO, like, a, like, nature, walking, like, blogging? They're, like... Or is it, like, a fitness, or, like, a Starbucks?
It's, like, it's hard to describe. It's basically, scrunchies. Like, these, yeah. What? So, like, the thing is, like, VSCO girls have scrunchies, and they wear oversized, like, t-shirts, and they have, like, the...
Like, Billie Eilish's?
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay. They have, like, hydro flasks, and...
You know, like, okay. Emma Chamberlain? Like, she's a YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Emma Chamberlain would be a VSCO girl.
Okay.
Like, Coachella?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I have, like, a bunch of scrunchies, because that's what I use for my hair.
Now, sorry,
they're nice.
Amanda made a new Insta, though.
I have an Instagram now. Follow me for more Insta baddie.
Am I following you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Like, I thought you always had one.
She had one, then she deleted it, and then she made a new one.
Okay. Yeah. Do you do that with Facebook, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda deletes her social media a lot, and then I'm like, it's not even that. It's like you need it for this, like on work.
Yeah, and it's like I kind of like Facebook now because they have all the events. So it's nice for event organization.
I agree. If Facebook was like just an events based platform, I mean that's all I really use it for. So I guess I don't need it anymore. I use it
and it's mostly what I use to communicate to my family.
Yeah. Same. Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
I use Facebook Messenger all the time.
Yeah.
It's just so nice.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like have. I have the Messenger app on my phone, but I don't have actual Facebook.
That's a good way to do it.
I like to look at those dumb articles that always pop up where it's like 12 stories of the rudest customers.
I
like to read those.
That's my problem though, is like I love to read those, so then I just get stuck. Like if I open Facebook up, like this is my night now.
Oh, yeah. I do when I'm at work, like when I got nothing else to do.
That's Twitter for me.
I look at Twitter too, but like I feel like
it runs out. Yeah.
Because a lot of people just retweet and like the same stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I've seen this 80 times now. Like.
Yeah, and I guess it's more for like memes than it is.
Yeah.
Memes and like quick politics.
Yeah. I also use Facebook for politics, though, too.
Yeah.
I get when people are like, don't post politics on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to change anyone's mind. But like,
I need them to know that
they're
wrong.
Like, it's like,
I need to be actively telling them.
I constantly post about Chick-fil-A because it's like, the people in my life eat at Chick-fil-A and I'm like.
And that's like, okay, you don't have to change like your entire set of political beliefs.
Just don't eat at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like, go next door to the Popeyes or something. I don't know.
And I just feel like they're ignorant, and sometimes you get something that they're like, oh.
Yeah, that they, like, can see it to their level on.
Like, I know I made a post once about, inflation and, like, difference of like the minimum wage back in the 60s to now and blah 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 blah, and then my aunt sent me $100 in the mail.
Oh my god. So, I need to get on that Facebook
app. I was like this is why the younger generation is fucked, and then my aunt was like, she messaged me
reparations.
She's like, are you okay? Like, I was like, yeah, I'm fine, just broke as fuck. And then she was like, I don't talk to this aunt like ever, and then she just sent me like, I like never,
dang.
So I see, so something hit home.
Something hit home. Donate to me.
My Venmo is media. Should we dive in?
Let's dive.
Should I start first because I've got two?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about now. I'm gonna talk about the L Word revamp.
Okay.
I've only seen, there's only been one episode out yet. And honestly.
What platform is it on?
Showtime.
Hulu? Oh, I thought it was.
It's a Showtime. It's a Showtime show. And I don't know how I feel about it. Honestly, first episode kind of boring. But it has a lot of potential to be good.
Okay.
So the show takes place, it's 10 years after the first The L Word. It's produced by Tatiana Suarez Pico. I don't know who that is, but she produces it. Essentially, the first L Word is just about, you know, lesbians, and 10 years ago, what was that? 2009.
We're like 2000.
Well, I'm just like, oh, it's like 1980, 10 years ago.
Damn, 2009. So,
still, like, the roaring 20s.
Yeah, still, like, a hard time for gay people. You know, especially in media. So it was one of the first shows, you know, to ever have, like, representation of, like, lesbians and whatever, whatnot. But, you know, it's very a dramatic show, for sure. And definitely I would say it's not very relatable. I mean...
But it was, like, fairly accessible.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think this one has potential to be better just because now it's, like, it is... It seems to be for a younger generation, and it seems like the research that they did for it was pretty cool. Like, I know they, like, interviewed a lot of people. They've got, like, a lot of talks with, like, internet people, like, people who aren't, like, super big, but, like, I know my one of my internet friends was, like, in an interviewed for it, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, so I know they did a lot more, I would say, research for it, so I feel like this has potential to be good. Yeah. So, I don't know. Just check it out. I want to hear opinions about it. That's...
It's just the first episode.
So, it's on Showtime. Showtime's free if you have the Hulu student show, Spotify subscription thing. So, fun fact.
Fun fact.
So, you could... I think the all of the L word is on... Either Hulu or Netflix.
I think it's Hulu.
Hulu, where the L word's on. So you could watch that first, and then... I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying you can watch it. I watched all of it. Probably too young to watch all of it, but I did. 10 years ago, I was, what, 12?
Yeah.
Damn. Not a good time to be watching the L word. That's probably why I didn't like it as much. Maybe I should rewatch it now that I'm
Have you older. Not seen it since you were 12?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dang. Watched it since then. Yeah, rewatch that. Because maybe you'll different. Be like, oh, it's not that the new one's boring. It's just consistent.
Yeah, true. all right. Anyway, who's next?
I also... Yeah, wait, you said you had two things.
Yeah, but I'll do the second one after.
Sure. I can do one of mine. Okay. I guess. Okay, I need my phone for this. So the first thing that I want to talk about, well, so I realized that neither of the two things that I picked are really upcoming or overlooked.
That's okay.
They're actually pretty big celebrities that everyone knows. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Well, true.
Love.
You know?
Specifically...
But good representation.
Exactly. And I specifically want to talk about the interview that he was being interviewed... Oops. And, like, Kevin Hart was being interviewed. And there were a couple other, like black pop culture icons, I guess, that were all there. I don't remember who the interviewer was. But the interviewer asked Lil Nas X, like, why was it important for you to come out as gay, like, when you did? Mm-hmm. And Kevin Hart, who, like, has a history of being homophobic in his comedy.
Yeah.
And, like, we all know that. He was like, he said he was gay. Like, so what? Like, so what if he said he was gay? Like, it's not a big deal. And I think Lil Nas X handled it really well for being so on the spot and so young. Like, he's, like, 19 or something.
Yeah, he's, like, young.
Yeah. He, like, handled it really well and said he did it at the time he did, so, one, no one really took it as a publicity stunt, because he had been, like, the top one Billboard song for, like, 17 weeks or something.
Oh, yeah.
When he came out, so it wasn't, like, he said he didn't think it would be perceived as a publicity stunt, but also, like, what better time to talk about, like an underrepresented part of your identity than when you're, like, getting all the attention.
True.
Yeah.
He was able to, and he talked about, he, like, said to Kevin Hart, he was like, blabbling on.
No, it's all good. His tweets are funny.
They're so funny. I love him. Yeah. Fashion icon, comedy icon. He said to Kevin Hart, like, if you're really from the hood, you know what I'm talking about. Which is, like, the closest they got to digging on, like, you said you would, like, beat your son up if he played with a doll.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, you know. Which I thought I was impressed by how well he handled it, because he is, like, knowing how he carries himself, like, on Twitter and on social media, and how much comedy he brings into things.
You would
to
expect.
See him.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you just took it.
Yeah, like he didn't, like...
Make a
joke out of
or
it,
like
which that's
thing.
Fine, but yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, he, like, was really, he, like, met him where he was, and, but also, to- told him straight up, like, what it was. So. Mm-hmm. That was what I wanted to talk about. I love Lil Nas X. Go stream Old Town Road now.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen was, like, doing this thing where she answers celebrity questions. And I can't remember what exchange they had, but they had an exchange. Yeah. And it was so funny. And I was like, oh, my God.
So good. So good. I love him. He's hilarious. I think he's really funny.
He's very funny.
Yeah. I wish I could, like, adopt him as my little brother or something. Mm-hmm. Or just my pal. Like,
yeah, buddy. He's so rich. I wish I could adopt you.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Like, yeah.
Amanda?
All right. For my media, mine's a book. It's Patti Smith's book.
Oh.
Just Kids. I know.
You gotta.
Yeah. You know, she's a controversial lady, but this book, it was published in 2010, and it follows Patti Smith and Robert Mapplethorpe's, like, relationship, which is so, so interesting. And it's, like, it talks about her, like, basically just becoming Patti Smith and, like, how she did that. And it's just so interesting. Girl's been through so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, insane, but she's just, like, so dedicated to, like, her art and her poetry, and, like, it's just really inspiring.
Damn.
For artists.
Patti Smith.
Did you read the book recently, or was it, like, okay?
Yeah, I just read it.
Did you read it in 2010?
Yeah. No, I did not.
when you were 12? Dang, cool.
Imagine being, like, you'd be, like, what the fuck? I'd be like,
who the fuck's Patti Smith? Horses? What?
I have to go play Neopets.
True. And when I was 12, I'd be reading, like, Uglies.
Yeah. I only read the first one. Weren't there, like, six of them or something?
I only read the
first
one.
There was so many.
Yeah, I only read the first one. I always, whenever I eat SpaghettiOs, I think about the, I hope I'm talking about the same fucking book. Didn't she always eat, like, she called it Spag Bowl or something? Holy shit, I'm thinking of the wrong book.
The one where she's, like, gets,
like, eye surgery and stuff to have, like, a microchip in her eye or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking
of
the right one.
I don't remember the book very well.
I just remember
this vividly. I remember there was, like, a hovercraft.
In Uglies, Dr. Cable gives Tally, Tally?
I don't know. I think I always said
I probably Tally. Said Tally. Tally Youngblood, 2 weeks worth of Spag Bowl, the freeze-dried spaghetti bologna, when she escapes to the smoke. Tally soon develops a strong dislike to
Spag Bowl. Was there hovercrafts in that book?
I think so. That's where they got, like, the eye surgery and stuff.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I just remember reading about the hovercrafts and being like, I wish I had a hovercraft. Yeah. And now I would never get on a hovercraft.
Yeah, no.
I'd be like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep my feet planted safely on the ground. Thank you.
Please. Did I start talking about that?
Oh, yeah, when I was 12, I just read Uglies.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, okay, so my other piece of media is the hit Amazon Prime show, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, is it? Is it good? Talk about it.
It is so good. The third season just came out, so there's three seasons. It takes place in, like, the late 1950s, the early 1960s, and it's about this chick. Her name's Midge, and she has, like, a husband. And her husband at first is trying to do comedy, and then she was, like, good at it. Like, it was her. Like, she was, like, way better. And so she starts pursuing comedy in the late 1950s, and it's all about being, like, a woman in comedy at that time and how controversial comedians were just in general.
Yeah.
But it is so funny. The writer, I'm going to say her name wrong, Amy Sherman Palladino, she wrote, what the hell is going on with you guys?
Amanda's stomach was
just so long.
I just looked up from my piece of paper, and Lainey and Amanda were like,
doubled over.
Something going on. Anyway, so.
Having a moment.
The writer, she wrote Gilmore Girls and Blonde
Heads. Really?
Like, she's known for, like, her really quick-witted, like, fast-paced humor. And she was the first woman in history to ever win in both the comedy and directing categories at the Primetime Emmy Awards.
Wow.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
But she's, like, a really, like, the dialogue is what's super good in the show.
That makes or break. That, if a show has good dialogue, I could hate the plot.
Yeah.
But still follow it.
Yeah. And it's really good. It definitely is quick-witted. And it's filmed very theatrically.
Ooh, okay.
You know, like, there's a lot of movements.
Are they 20-minute episodes or 45-minute episodes?
I think they're 45 minutes.
Okay, cool.
45-minute episodes. It's so good.
Wow, I really want to watch this now.
Like, it's so funny. I sit there and I laugh out loud when I watch that show.
I feel like I'm just now, like, seeing and hearing about it, though, like, the past few weeks. Like, I thought it was something that is just being released.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
Know it was, like, 3 seasons. When
it's always, I think it has been winning Emmys since it came out.
Oh my god, yeah, really? Where am I?
Amazon Prime shows don't get a lot of recognition, but
yeah.
Some of them
I couldn't
are
name
really
Amazon
good.
Prime show,
like, yeah. What's it called? Like,
I was almost like, wait, is Euphoria an Amazon Prime show?
There's a show called Good Boys or something like that, where it's like, what it's like if superheroes didn't really have any, like, rules or whatever. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's like the bad side of superheroes, basically, is what it shows.
Like, chaotic neutral superheroes.
Yeah. And that one's really good. Amazon Prime's got some good shit. They got some good movies, too. Like, there was just one with that comedian, I don't know her name, but it, she's like a bigger gal, and it's about her trying to run a marathon.
Oh, I've seen the advertisements
for that.
Yeah,
it's really good. It was pretty darn good.
Hmm.
Yeah. But the show's really funny, so I highly recommend it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it.
Check it out, y'all.
But also, fuck Amazon.
Well, Amazon, I feel like
pirate the show, everyone.
It's hard for me to, because, like, Amazon Prime Video, you can, like, anyone can submit a script to them.
Oh, really?
And they read every script. Not,
that's cool.
I assume they don't read the whole thing, but they, like,
get the gist of it.
Look at every script they receive, which I think is really cool.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Like, I could submit a script. It's highly unlikely they would pick it up, but I could submit a script to Amazon and see what happens. You know what I mean?
You could do something about, like, a girl gang or something.
yeah, like, sugar in a web series. I hate myself. Have you been working on any photography lately?
I actually haven't. No. I got my camera out a couple weeks ago, and I mean, I'm always taking photos of my cats.
Oh my gosh.
They're, like, central to my life.
I love your cats so
Me
much.
Me too.
Your Instagram.
Thank you.
So fucking cute.
At Radish the Baddest. But I want to get back into digital drawing. Because I feel like I've been so, like, hesitant with photography as an art form lately. Because I feel like I'm seeing more of how exploitative it is.
I see.
Which, like, I always did self-portrait work, but, so it's, like, I wasn't really putting my lens in anyone else's face, but I'm just, like, really on the fence about it, and it's just, like, I've just been thinking about it a lot, but I've also wanted to get back into digital drawing,
because
I want to be comfortable and cozy. Like, I don't want to have to get dressed up for a photo I take of myself.
Yeah.
I want to be in my pajamas.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, no.
I get that. I haven't been making nearly as many films as I used to. But I also get the explorative thing, because I was, like, talking to Jordan, our friend Jordan, yesterday about this guy who made a musical about his marriage, and, like, the wife was really upset. Mm. But, like, even though she was painted in a really good light in the musical or whatever, and, like, I do that. Like, I make films about my life. I take the people in my life, and I make it, and, like, yeah. Like, that's bad? Is it? I don't know.
Well, it's hard
Isn't
because
that art?
Yeah, because you also want to be like, well, how, like, if that's how you deal with something and how you, like, cope with things, like, you should be allowed to do that, you know?
Well, and it's like, if you're with someone, like, Amanda knows she's going to be my films.
Yeah.
You know? She's my friend. She knows, you know?
Yeah. I guess I don't think there really is like a right answer to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's hard to know because it's like, what else is he supposed to write about?
Yeah. Right. Like, you want to draw from your own. Well, and you also, like, you can think about it with artists who
do something, make songs. Oh,
sorry. I'm just thinking, like, so artists, so like a straight white male artist making work about like diversity and stuff. Like, it's cool, like, taking photos of like women and queer people and people of color. Like, it's cool to not just look at his like straight white gaze, mm-hmm. but also like, how can you talk about experiences you haven't lived through?
Yeah,
it's like a hard fine line. That's
always like, I feel have a hard time writing scripts from any other perspective.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I sit there and like, I'm trying to write a script where like a boy is like the main character.
Sure.
And I don't get how boys think. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I know it's not like different, but like,
right.
I don't know. It's hard for me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
It's hard. I need to write about what I know. I don't know how to do anything other than that.
Yeah. True. Same.
But anyway, so the topic that I was going to bring up for this week. Polyamory. It's, all right. It's what I'm bringing up now because I'm a polyamorous gal and my partner is not polyamorous. And it hasn't brought up issues, but like, per se, but it is an insecurity in the relationship. Yeah, I don't know. So I was like, I just wanted to like, just, I don't know. It's just interesting to me because it's like a lot of people don't understand the differences between polyamory. Like, there's, I wish I could remember, there's like a name. It's like egos, something, something, something. Where like polyamory, sure. Where it's like, there's you, and then you have like no primary partner. Okay. And then there's some hierarchical polyamory where you do have like a primary partner.
Sure.
You could have a secondary partner. There's just open relationships.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's demi polyamory, emotional,
mm-hmm.
and not physical. But I guess my thing is, it's like, how do you feel secure in a relationship when you're polyamorous?
It's a lot to navigate, and that's, like, a discussion that I've been having with my partner lately, because we're both, like, we've always been very, like, monogamous people, but we've had the discussion a couple times where, like, what would that look like for mm-hmm. our relationship if that was something that we wanted, to, like, incorporate into our lives, and it's so, like, for us, we always reach the point where it's, like, well, it'd really be hard to know until we're doing it, like, we're at that point, and there is, like, another person in, like, our relationship, or just one of our lives. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've talked about, too, is, like, do you navigate it as, like, it's, I don't really, like, is it, like, I have my partner, and I have, like, you were saying, a secondary partner, or is it something where the three of us are more connected, you know? Like, it's
there's so much
there's to so it. Many dynamics. Yeah.
And it's, like, the number one rule is always, like, I personally say when you're in a polyamorous relationship, you have, like, a literal written out list of rules.
Sure.
Like, you write it out. Like, not in your head, you write that shit out.
Yeah.
Because it's accountability, and it's trust, and it's respect.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like using my hands. No one can see a goddamn thing I'm doing. But so I was talking about this with someone, my sister. They're gonna figure it out. I said my sister, and she was talking to me about this couple she knows, a homosexual polyamorous couple, and she was like, that's really fucked up. Like, that's ruining, because they're married. She's mm-hmm. like, we fought so hard for marriage, and that's taking that away. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, weren't we fighting for marriage equality?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, how is that any different from when, I bet back when, you know, you couldn't have an interracial marriage.
Sure,
and I bet after gay marriage was legalized, I'm sure a bunch of people who fought to be in an interracial relationship. Lots of words. We're like, well, damn, we fought so hard, and now they, you know what I mean? That's what I felt like she was saying to me. I was like, that kind of is like,
that's kind of a, like, the straights just always want to have things better.
Yeah.
True. But if you really think about it, and I know that's not, I'm sure that wasn't her intention.
And, like, well, and, like, well, because she was talking about, like, she was upset because it was a homosexual couple who was also polyamorous.
Oh. Because
she was, like, you're ruining marriage, basically. And I was like, it just sounds like you just don't believe in polyamory.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what you're saying. I was like, you're just saying that polyamory isn't something that's real. Which, like, historically, polyamory has been always there.
Yeah.
You know?
It exists.
And it's definitely still a stigmatized a lot. But, like, it's...
Yeah.
There are a lot of people out there that, like, you won't even know are polyamorous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, and I've heard people, too, who... like, not even coming from a place of ignorance, or, like, how can you love
more?
How can you love that many people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're with someone and you then decide to bring another person into, like, your relationship or just one person's, it's like, then you can't really love that first person you were
with.
People
always say that.
Yeah, I hear that so often, I just don't get it.
And I think it's just something, like, people can't get, like, if you aren't capable of loving more than one person, you won't understand.
You
and you're not going to be in a polyamorous relationship, so it's, like, not your problem to worry about, you know?
And it's also just, like, it's, like,
like, they don't, it's almost like, you don't need to understand.
I can love both my sisters, and my love for one of my sisters doesn't take away my love for
Right, it's a different relationship.
But,
I think I'm yelling.
I think we're all yelling. Sorry, Graham. we all started
heated.
Leaning in closer, like,
louder.
You know?
But I guess my thing is, too, it's like, I am a polyamorous person who's capable in being in a monogamous relationship because I view love as, like, work. Not, like, work.
But, like, you have to put work in to reap the benefits of it, you know?
It's something... you want or you don't.
Yeah.
That's what I view it as. Like, it's not, and I think, for me, it's hard when people don't feel secure with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, because it's like, I get it. But I don't think there's anything I could do.
Yeah.
Or that could be done.
Yeah, I mean, relationships are such a balance of, like, accepting... like, the person for who they are, but also, like, being willing to work on, like, accepting the person as an individual, but working on the relationship
as
together. Yeah.
And
as
how you two relate together and how it affects you as an individual.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Definitely.
Damn.
A bit over therapy hour.
It's like, damn, people are so complex.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, relationships, so my small second thing
is
directly related to, like, family relationships, I think.
Ooh.
Did I cut you off? I think I just cut you off. Okay.
Go on.
So, of course, I had to talk about, like, someone, like, non-binary or genderqueer, because I have to. So I wanted to talk about how Sam Smith,
mm-hmm.
a musician, came out, like, has been coming out for years.
Yeah.
Like, many times. And most recently they came out, so I think they came out as genderqueer a while before they came out as using they/them pronouns.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And every time there's someone, like, specifically who I know is already, like, who my family and my parents know about, I love bringing in, like, the queerness of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not out to my family. My partner, I obviously am, but, like, my immediate, like, biological family,
mm-hmm.
like, my nuclear family, I'm not out to. So whenever there's, like, an example that I can show them, I feel like it kind of just would make it easier
to actually
come out.
That makes sense.
Because my mom loves Sam Smith's music. So when they came out, as using they, them pronouns, I sent my mom an article, and I was like, oh, like, look at this, like, look what Sam Smith just said, and I, like, have a screenshot saved on my phone, because I thought it was so interesting. So the first thing that she said back was, yes, I'd seen that about Sam this week. I saw it on his Facebook page, and he wrote a really personal letter he posted. And no. I was wow. like, okay, so you didn't read the letter then, I guess. And I was, like, my initial reaction is always to be so frustrated, because it's, like, so many people have introduced me and said, she uses they, them pronouns, which, like, no.
You're like, hello. They use they, them pronouns.
Right.
Cancels that out.
Yeah. So I responded to my mom. I said, so then it'd actually be, I'm on their Facebook page, and they wrote a really personal letter they posted. And I was like, I love their music. Like, their new song is really cool. And I'm mad that I don't have the screenshot of what she said after that, but my mom responded, was like, oh, yeah, she was really, understanding and open about it, yeah, which was so, like, relieving to see. She's like, oh, yeah, like, that's right, I didn't even think about that, and then she continued to say, yeah, their song, whatever, always makes me think of, like, whatever, and I really like that they did this or something. Aww. Like, she corrected, she, like, took it and used
that's
the correction.
That's so fucking cute.
Which was awesome. It was just really cool. Because it's, I think it's so easy, like, as a queer person to...
jump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To jump to, well, like, it's easy to be, like, really angry about things, because we deal with it on a daily basis. Yeah. But it's also... it's a lot easier to, like, work with that relationship if someone's, willing like, even if they slip off, if they're willing to correct themselves and not be like, well, it's so hard, I'm so old, and just, I haven't seen things like this before.
Yeah.
My mom has definitely become so progressive.
Yeah?
Yeah. She'll be like,
yeah, back
in my gay coworker.
Yeah.
You should come down to Georgia, all the gay people here.
Right? And it's so funny to see, too, what people think is, like,
what
relevant.
Will draw me in. She's always like, oh, they had a parade. You should have been here.
I was watching Ellen the other day.
Oh, no, don't get me started on
Ellen. I can't.
Yeah. I want... something, like, came into my mind, and now it's, whooshed away.
It's said goodbye.
I was just yelling.
Well, I guess we could jump into, our new segment.
Ooh.
Do you confront them or let it go?
Ooh.
Now my tummy's making noises. Okay, your dad hits on the cashier. Your dad, who is happily married to your mother... in this scenario, whether or not it's true. I think it's actually true for both of you. But your dad hits on the cashier and takes her number. Do you confront him or let him go?
Okay, there are levels of confrontation here for me. At the time, so if I was there seeing him
hit on,
I would be like, what the heck? I'd be like, I probably wouldn't make a scene, but I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, I would say something.
Mm-hmm.
To let the cashier know that, like, this is a safe space, like, I can help you here.
Oh, okay, I see, I see.
And I don't think this is appropriate.
Okay.
Because it's, like, I also, not to start a side rant, but to hit on someone when they're at work, like,
is
they can't
annoying.
Escape.
I disgusting. Honestly don't even, like, I have a coworker who's always, like, trying to hug me.
Oh.
And I honestly, I'm the kind of person who doesn't even think, like, that, like, you shouldn't hug your coworkers at work.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, a different environment. I mean, personally, at my work, like...
Sure. Yeah.
It's, like, I work at... I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just... I guess I just don't like it when people hug me that my coworker... I guess I don't like it when my coworkers hug me. I don't know you. I
need
know
consent
you.
To be hugged. Like, I need to consent to that.
Like... Yeah. Me too.
And I would also then, like, in the car or whatever on our way home, I'd be like, Dad, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, what are you doing?
Why? See, I don't think I would... I don't know. What would you... Would you confront?
I would confront. I'd be
would
like,
you?
What are you
I totally
doing?
Would, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'd either, like, stop him, like, before he did it. Like, I'd be like,
oh,
what
I
are
wouldn't.
You doing?
I
like,
would let him do it, and then I'd be like, you fucked up,
yeah,
man.
Or I'd be, like, in the car afterward, and I'd be like, so, like, what the fuck was that? I'd, like, right in front of me, like...
Yeah.
If this was me in my childhood, I would not say a thing. Maybe now I would, but if it was me as a child, I would just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I don't think I would. I would just... It would just... like mess me up for years until I finally like realized. Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. This one is, I don't know what how I came up with this. You see your neighbor flooded their bathroom for a new floor. What? They what? Flooded their entire bathroom so they could get a new floor.
Okay. Oh, like your building neighbor? Like
yeah, in their apartment or whatever. Do you confront them or not?
I'd fucking plug my own sink. I'd be like, good idea. I feel like, shit, that was fine. No, I would not. I would not.
I wouldn't.
I won't either.
I'd be like, dang, I'm doing something wrong.
You find out your significant other's best friend's your significant other's best friend is cheating. Do you confront them?
Hold on, I'm trying to figure
out. So in this scenario, your significant other does not know your best friend is cheating, or their best friend is cheating.
So it'd be like a...
Somehow you found them out that they are cheating. On their significant other.
So it'd be like your...
It's like if Melina's best friend...
If Amanda's cheating?
Oh yeah, it's like... No.
Significant other.
Oh yeah, it would be like if Melina found out. Yeah, if okay. Amanda was cheating, on her significant other, Amanda's significant other.
Would so you the question confront? Is, would Melina?
Confront? Yeah, would Melina confront?
Oh,
confront the best friend or
either or? Would you tell your
oh.
significant other?
Oh, I'd fucking my significant other knows. I dish it all out.
But would you everything. Confront the best friend?
No, probably not. Well, it also depends on my relationship with the friend.
Yeah, like, do we know them? Are they like, in do the they come picture? Over? Do they hang?
I mean, like, you like, see them every now and then.
Alone? So they don't
You
know
don't
each
hang
other.
Out with them alone.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
What if you do hang out with them alone?
Maybe.
Then yeah, maybe. Because it's like... But also, no, because I don't think I would. Because I feel like I've been in situations similar to that, and I just can't.
Okay, so
it's
what
really
if
fun.
I... What if you found out... What if you found out Amanda was... What if Amanda was dating someone and then you found out Amanda was cheating? Would you confront her?
I'd probably... I'd bring it up, but I wouldn't tell your partner.
Yeah, I might...
I wouldn't tell your partner.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like... or something. Why are you cheating?
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, well, like, what's going on? I'd probably be like, so are you in an open relationship? Or, like, is that cheating? Yeah, what are you doing? Like,
oh, my God.
Did you say that's okay?
So one time I...
Is this consensual?
I got... One time when I had got cheated on, I remember I was talking to someone, and I was, like, being like, oh, what's the deal with this gal? And the chick goes, are you and your partner not in an open relationship? And that's how I found out I got cheated on. So,
it's true. Good times. I remember I was there.
It was at work. Like, everyone at my work had found out.
I feel like, that's when you, like, look at the hidden cameras and you're like, what the fuck?
the hidden cameras.
Yeah.
No, they didn't cheat at me on me at work.
No, I know, but it's like a... Never mind. I'm just going to embarrass myself.
No. Okay. what a fun time on this podcast we have.
I like that new segment.
Do you? I really thought hard on a new segment.
Oh, it's really good.
It's hard to come up with some scenarios sometimes.
No, it's really good. I'll send you some if I think of it. I like it better than the word bucket.
Yeah. Definitely. The word bucket.
It was too much.
We just didn't have good words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tried to get people to send me words. People will send me topics to talk about, but no one will give me random words.
I like topics over... Because, like, words, it's like... If I was doing improv, I think that would make more sense.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe we should pick a topic.
Maybe we should have an improv set.
This is an improv podcast now.
Yeah, so if you do have any topics, make sure you hit us up on our Facebook or Instagram, comment on Apple. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Okay, should we close her out, Amanda?
Oh, sure thing. Thank you to Graham Zima and Zima Podcasting. You know, we're here podcasting.
You because can find of Graham. Us on YouTube, Up and Over. Lainey, you want to plug any of your stuff?
Follow Radish the Baddest on Instagram. RADISHTHEBADDEST.
Yes.
You can find me on Gay Riots on Instagram, Gay Riots on YouTube, Up and Over on YouTube.
You can find me on most of the Up and Over stuff.
Yeah.
And also A.A. Amanda Hammond on Instagram.
Cool. All right.
Love you, hunties.
Peace.